At this moment, there are at least three groups petitioning around the state. They aim, through Missouri's ballot initiative process, to edge our state closer to legal medical cannabis. How does the possible future legalization of medical marijuana impact the average Missourian? In recent episodes of Thinking Out Loud, we talked with a Moberly man who uses an oil derived from marijuana to ease his suffering from a brain injury. We also heard from a Columbia woman who uses this oil to ease back pain. She also does graphic design for the Colorado cannabis industry. I'm Trevor Harris, and on this week's show, I headed to Vandalia, Missouri. My guest is Jefferson City native and Vandalia Police Chief Chris Hammond. We had a freewheeling conversation about the challenges of small-town police work, the connection between economics and drug use, and the chief's call to decriminalize medical marijuana. But maybe not for the reasons you'd imagine. That's up next on Thinking Out Loud. Your neighbors are more interesting than you think.
My name is Christopher Hammond. I'm the police chief of Vandalia, Missouri Police Department.
And how long have you been here?
I started here in January of 2017. I am from Jeff City originally. The two degrees you see on your wall, that's a bachelor's degree and master's degree from Columbia College in criminal justice. It was the closest college to Jefferson City at the time, so that's the college I went to.
The things that you learned pursuing your degrees in criminal justice, did those influence the law enforcement professional that you are now?
It has. You know, getting a degree and getting that education is very helpful in moving forward in law enforcement. You know, I started on the base level like anyone else. I started as a police officer and worked my way up. But, you know, the master's degree does help when you try to interview for a position. I was the police chief in New Bloomfield, Missouri for about 4 years. I was a police officer in Versailles, Missouri, and Miller County Sheriff's Office before that.
So those all sound like jurisdictions that are pretty comparable in size to Vandalia, which is population. Where are we, what are we at?
The population here is 3,900. New Bloomfield was about 700. Miller County, I'm not sure on that answer. And then Versailles was about 2,700 or so.
So here in Vandalia and in eastern Audrain County, what kind of issues are you encountering as a law enforcement professional?
We get a lot of domestic violence in this area. I think it stems from the opioid use. Heroin, methamphetamine in this area is pretty big. That tends to create problems with property crime and then crimes against each other.
So you find those things linked when there's a domestic violence report or a call, there's usually been a illicit drug present?
Most of the time, yes, in this area.
We hear a lot in the media about the opioid crisis. How does that make itself known in Vandalia? Is it present here?
It is present here. We get a lot of, I wouldn't say doctor shopping, but we have people that get injured, they get addicted to the pills, whatever those are, Oxycontin or whatever. They continue to get those prescriptions and then sell them, basically, essentially, here in town. We've had several people that we've caught with pills and that we've arrested. You know, the pills also lead to heroin. We've had some heroin here in Vandalia and a lot of methamphetamine.
When those individuals get those pills, they're using them as a painkiller. What is the attraction or what's the allure for somebody to buy those pills?
To get that high. I mean, they're easy to get here. I heard of someone selling Oxycontin here, $10 a pill. So if you can pay $10 to get a cheap high, I mean, somebody's going to do that.
And what does it do for the person who takes it? If I don't have a condition and I just take that pill?
I can't answer that. I've never taken Oxy. I imagine it's going to give you some kind of high and some kind of euphoria. I think they mix it with other things, alcohol and some other things to increase that high. But I've never done it, so I couldn't tell you exactly that answer.
How do you come in contact with it?
Well, we do several things here as far as drug interdiction. We actually intercepted some Oxycontin that was headed to an institution here. We made some arrests on that. Usually when someone's trying to shop pills or sell pills, you know, people talk, word gets around town, we identify those individuals, and then we make cases on them at that point.
We had initially got connected because you said, I've got a position on or an interest in cannabis reform that may not be necessarily in line with other law enforcement or even the state or the federal government. So I'm curious, do you see a role for medical marijuana?
I do see a role for medical marijuana in Missouri, and I do support medical marijuana. As far as marijuana in general, I imagine at some point it may be legal in Missouri. I think before we get to that point that we need to address it as law enforcement leaders, state legislators, lobbyists, and put all of our heads into the basket and figure out the best way to handle it before we pass those laws.
So are you having that conversation about the potential role for cannabis reform and medical marijuana? Are you having that conversation in the community? Does that come up?
Not necessarily in this community, but I have been to the state capitol and I've talked to several legislators. I work with lobbyists. There's also some other groups that I've worked with working towards that reform. As far as law enforcement, I have talked to Sheriff Mike Sharp, been at some of his events, Mr. Trapp in the city of Columbia. And basically, we just need to get all of our heads together to figure out the problem and a way to address it in the most proper manner at that point.
And Mike Sharp, you mentioned, is the sheriff of Jackson County, which is Kansas City.
Correct.
Right now, from a law enforcement perspective, do you encounter marijuana in Vandalia?
We do encounter marijuana occasionally. It's usually in small amounts, ticketable amounts, nothing that's going to be substantial. The biggest thing that we have is the methamphetamine right now. That's the crisis that we have in Vandalia.
How is it affecting the community?
We've seen an increase over the last few months in property crime as far as burglaries, break-ins, thefts. We've had several of those, vehicles, things like that. Usually they take small items, what they can carry and get away with, and it's hard to track those people because they do it at all hours of the night. We increase patrols in different areas. But the people that are on meth and that heroin, they're trying to get that quick fix, so they'll take small items, sell it, and then or trade it for meth at that point.
There's an ongoing conversation in different communities across the country about the importance of law enforcement recognizing mental health issues in individuals before they become violent and criminally violent. Is that something that you encounter here, is individuals who may end up getting arrested once or a series of times, and what they've really got at their core is a unresolved mental illness?
Absolutely. We see that in everyday life. The Sheriff's Association and Missouri Post has pushed those educational courses for law enforcement to continue their training to make sure they're part of the required curriculum every year now.
So what do you think communities need to be doing for these individuals with mental illness that are being left untreated and not resolving it of their own accord because either they can't or they don't know that they have it?
Well, I think right now Missouri concentrates on incarceration. I think that's the wrong answer. I think we need to put more money into the Department of Mental Health and work with people with mental illness to try to get them the help they need rather than try to incarcerate them.
Is that opinion common amongst municipal police chiefs in Missouri?
I would say it should be if it's not. I said, mental illness is pretty serious. There's different ways to address it, but through treatment is probably your best option. The prison system right now is overloaded. I deal with the prison system here as we have a women's prison here, and mental illness is very high on their priority as far as working with those individuals. But incarceration, I just do not believe is the right answer. I think we need to put more money into the mental health system, work with officers to be properly trained, get CIT teams together, the crisis interaction teams, community interaction teams, to make sure that they're handling those individuals appropriately. We have the women's prison here. They have approximately 2,000 inmates in there at any given time. And we deal with a lot of the family members that live and have moved close to Vandalia to be close to their loved ones. We've done some investigations side by side with their investigators and have a good rapport with the prison system and the warden over here in Vandalia.
Do people who move to Vandalia to be around their relatives who are in prison tend to also commit crimes?
They do commit some crimes. If their relatives are in prison, usually it kind of follows the family issues that they've had to get them to prison, but not always.
That's Chris Hammond. Earlier this year, the Jefferson City native and Columbia College alumni in criminal justice took the reins as the chief of police in Vandalia, Missouri. It's located on Highway 54 in northeast Missouri in eastern Audrain County. Vandalia is about 30 miles southwest of Hannibal and 100 miles northwest of St. Louis. The population of 3,900 includes 2,000 individuals incarcerated at Vandalia's Women's Eastern Reception, Diagnostic, and Correctional Center. Here, Chief Hammond discussed the economy of his small town of Vandalia.
In Vandalia, we have the women's prison with 2,000 inmates. We have several local businesses. We have a new library that's been built. We have a new YMCA getting built, approximately 1,900 and some change people here in town. And, you know, just a nice little small community.
Besides the prison, what's the major employer?
Realistically, the prison is the major employer. The city of Vandalia has approximately 25 or so employees, I believe, maybe a little more. And the brick plant is here also. The brick plant is unique because it is in the city of Vandalia, but it is in Audrain County, so it's not part of the city. That would be your second biggest employer here. This was a booming town about 25 years ago, 20 years ago, and then the brick plant slowed down some, and it did die a little bit, but we're starting to come back with some new business and new ideas, and the community's starting to grow again. So,
and you mentioned a couple factories that closed several years ago. Did any one employer fill that gap specifically?
I would say the prison coming in probably took the place of some of those old dress factories and things that were here, some of the businesses on Main Street. You know, I would say in the women's prison, they probably employ over 500 employees, which is a pretty good employer for this area.
That's the voice of Chris Hammond. He's the chief of police in Vandalia, Missouri, a small town in eastern Audrain County. He's our guest this week on Thinking Out Loud. My name is Trevor Harris. I'm glad you were able to tune in. While I was visiting with Chief Hammond at his office in Vandalia, I asked him about the challenges of police work in his small town.
The biggest challenges we have, you know, is drug use. I mean, drug use is huge, whether it's transporting itself from Illinois through Missouri on our highway, or whether it's with individuals that live here in town or transient people that relocate to town. Drug issues are a constant issue here.
And if I asked the police chief who was in your seat a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, do you think that they would echo that same opinion? Is it changing?
They may not echo that opinion. It's changed, I think, over the last year. I've gone through the last few years of the statistics here and the arrests. We're seeing an increase in drug arrests here.
And are those people, do they tend to be single-time arrests and then they get straight? Or are you seeing people again and again?
Most of the people we have are repeat offenders. They've been arrested multiple times for drugs, you know, and they continue to be arrested. Once they go to prison, jail, wherever it is, they come out and they go right back to it, and then we deal with them again at that point.
Drawing Chief Hammond's attention to the arrest page of a recent copy of the Vandalia Leader newspaper, I asked him to react to mugshots that were featured in the paper.
I know a few of these people. We've dealt with them, heard their names. We know they're into drugs. You know, these are repeat offenders all the way around, and they'll continue to be put in the paper as long as they continue to commit crimes here in our city.
And without mentioning names, although they're in the paper, but without getting into those specific cases, the people who you recognize, could they benefit from mental health services that they're currently not partaking of?
Absolutely. I believe they could.
Are those services available here?
We have some churches that do some outreach here in town, but we don't really have any treatment areas available in Vandalia at this point.
So when we talk about improving services for mental health so that somebody experiencing an episode of whatever their diagnosis is, how would those additional services look? Because right now, as you say, they're not really there. It sounds pretty patchwork that churches do outreach, but there's not like a comprehensive system for identifying, yes, this woman is schizophrenic, or this man is having a manic episode. How would that look, a improved mental health delivery system?
Well,
and I realize you're a police officer, you're not a mental health professional.
Yeah, I would say if we had a local clinic, maybe that could be able to address those issues. Following up with those individuals, some of those individuals that we deal with, we know they have mental health issues, but they don't take their medicine. And when they don't take their medicine, that tends to be a problem. Making sure they're monitored, making sure they're following the program, and make sure they're trying to get treatment at that point.
So where do you think that, who would provide that, those clinical services? Would it be an existing hospital or some nonprofit that's here already?
An existing hospital would be good, but I think funding through the Department of Mental Health and having more people on the ground for the Department of Mental Health would be greatly helped in this area.
Returning to the issue of how medical marijuana might impact his role as the chief of police in Vandalia, here's what Chris Hammond had to say about the process of approving the drug's use statewide.
As an individual, everyone needs to get all the information before they make a decision. You talk about medical cannabis, and some people, they're either strongly for it or strongly against it. I think bringing everyone to the conversation, law enforcement, legislatures, the community, citizens, mental health officials, I think that will be the bearing on what happens in the state in the next few years. But it is important for the people that deal with it every day, the people that have those illnesses, the people that can be helped by it. We need to address it at that point.
How would marijuana have helped, like in the situation that you had mentioned with family? Was it a pain relief issue?
Yeah, I won't give the specific family members, but I've had two very close family members that had cancer, and within 2 weeks, they had passed away. The cancer had been ongoing, but at the end of those 2 weeks, they're not the same person. They don't recognize you. They don't know what's going on. To be able to ease a little bit of that pain would have helped greatly, I think, at that point.
I know in Columbia we're actively having conversations about, especially the issue around criminal justice and mental health. How do you see the conversation playing out here in Vandalia?
Well, I would, like I said, the same thing. You need to get people out. They need to vote. If they're going to support it, they need to get out there. Even if they're not going to support it, they need to get out there and be a part of the conversation at that point. Columbia has been a leader with those things that you mentioned. As they get out and they make that conversation, this community needs to do the same, just as every other small community. And then they need to address their legislature in Jeff City and have that conversation there. A law is easy to make, but if you don't have every part of the conversation involved in it, it doesn't help everyone. No one's going to be happy all the time, but you have to have input from everyone before you make those laws.
Do you have a specific bill or initiative petition that you're supporting around cannabis reform?
Nothing specific, but I do support those individuals that are trying to pass that legislation.
There's a couple of initiatives that voters are working on, and I believe the legislature will address next year, to make marijuana legal in Missouri for medicinal use. If that gets on the ballot, if it is voted up or it's passed in the General Assembly, how would that affect your day-to-day work here?
Well, I don't think it would be a huge factor here, as we don't deal with a lot of marijuana here. It's mostly the methamphetamine. But I encourage the leaders to reach out to law enforcement and get their input before they pass any legislation. I know that there is some law enforcement leaders that are working on that through their state representatives and lobbyists, and they need to continue that work to draft those bills where it doesn't hamstring law enforcement, but it works in cooperation with them.
Do you have a political affiliation?
I'm a Republican. I ran for sheriff in Callaway County in 2016.
And when you share your thoughts about cannabis reform with fellow Republicans, how does that go over?
Not very well. Republicans are not really excited about medical cannabis. Democrats seem to be more leaning towards it. But at the end of the day, I think you're going to need both sides to make that legislation happen. I think the other part of it is you have to look at the benefits of the tax base. The revenue that it could generate, not only on the medical marijuana side, but even on the hemp side, the manufacturing aspects. You're going to create jobs, you're going to create tax revenues, you're going to be able to fund these public arenas, police departments, schools. So those opportunities are available, and I think that may be the way to get in on the Republican side. But, they're going to have to look at it from all aspects at that point.
I've been visiting with Chief Chris Hammond of the City of Vandalia Police Department. He's been my guest today on Thinking Out Loud. We're visiting in his
office,
intimate office at the Vandalia Police Department. Chief Hammond, thank you for making the time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What do other police chiefs think about the prospect of medical marijuana? I called and talked with Sheldon Lineback yesterday. He's the executive director of the Missouri Police Chiefs Association. That's a membership organization made up of over 500 municipal police chiefs in the state of Missouri. Asked about a position on medical marijuana, Lineback said his organization supports existing laws that are on the books. The group is, just this week, creating a state legislative agenda for 2018. Lineback directed me to look at the FDA's recent statement on medical marijuana, which I did, and it says, quote, several states have either passed laws that remove state restrictions on the medical use of marijuana and its derivatives, or considering doing so. The FDA supports researchers who conduct adequate and well-controlled clinical trials, which may lead to the development of safe and effective marijuana products to treat medical conditions. We've talked to several states, including Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, New York, and Pennsylvania, who are considering support for medical research of marijuana and its derivatives to ensure that their plans meet federal requirements and scientific standards. That's a statement from the FDA on their reaction to the increasing legality of marijuana for medical uses.